It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, in 2016, scientists discovered a potentially catastrophic earthquake risk for Bangladesh. We'll look at that and some of the other top science stories from 2016 with Gemma Tarlak of Discover Magazine.
First, today, the Electoral College is meeting at state capitals across the country to cast their ballots for president. In this election cycle, the Electoral College has faced criticism as Hillary Clinton won the popular vote while Donald Trump got the electoral votes needed to become president.
Protesters are expected to demonstrate at all 50 state capitals. Wisconsin's Electoral College members said they've gotten thousands of emails, calls, and letters trying to persuade them to change their votes. But Wisconsin's 10 Electoral College members voted unanimously for Trump. Here's the announcement of that vote.
The votes are 10 votes, Donald J. Trump.
Laurel White joins us now to break down the Electoral College meeting today in Madison. She's the state capitol reporter for WPR News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Laurel, set the scene for us. This wasn't the usual Electoral College convention after an election. What was this like?
No, it really wasn't conventional. It was very tense and dramatic. As you heard there were some members of the crowd in the meeting room that were very upset by the 10 electors casting their votes unanimously for the president-elect. And those protesters had been active in and around the Capitol since about 9 a.m. this morning.
And how many protesters would you say were there?
It's hard to get an exact number. Organizers told me they were expecting between about 200 and 600 protesters in the Capitol today. They were very spread out. So some were actually outdoors protesting in the below zero temperatures this morning. And then others were kind of spread out through the Capitol, kind of warming up and then going back outside. Others were getting set up in this meeting room. And then there were actually two overflow meeting rooms where other protesters went when the actual vote was taking place.
So how did this actual vote happen? What's the procedure?
Well, there's a lot of paper shuffling at first. They have to nominate a chairperson of the electors. So the 10 Wisconsin Electoral College electors voted who was going to represent them. Then they had a secretary. So just sort of those procedural things happened first. The room was pretty quiet during those proceedings. And then they vote to accept the two candidates, President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Then they receive their ballots. Then they cast the vote. So there were quite a few steps in the process today. I think it took probably about an hour for everything to get all said and done, when it was really just 10 people casting ballots for who most people thought that they would cast their ballots for.
Did you get a look at the ballot? Was there just the couple of names, Trump and Pence, on there? Or were there, I don't know, other names or other options?
I didn't get a look at the ballot. We're sort of over in a press area, and then everybody's up behind the, official dais. But I think that was part of the proceeding. They decided who was going to be on the ballot, and it was just President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence that were the options for them to vote for.
Now, you brought us along a little sound from the day, including one of the electors named Courtney. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So Brad Courtney is the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and he is also one of these 10 electors who cast their vote today. And we got to speak with him just very briefly after the vote was cast and folks were kind of shuffling out of the room. So here's what Brad Courtney, the chair of the Republican Party, had to say about the vote today.
It's democracy at work, and we're just very excited. Again, 1.4 million people voted for Donald J. Trump, and we're excited to be part of this.
And the headline here, Laurel, how many of Wisconsin's electors voted for Donald Trump?
10.
All of
10.
Them.
Mm-hmm. It was unanimous.
And was that any surprise, or was that exactly what was expected to happen?
It was what was expected. The electors spoke with the Associated Press this morning. There were reports out from, in fact, Brad Courtney, who we just heard from, was quoted in an article this morning saying, "We are voting for Trump. It's decided." No one was expected to deviate from that plan. Of course, it was the hope of many of the protesters in the building, in and outside the Capitol building today, that at least one of Wisconsin's electors would decide not to cast their vote for Donald Trump and cast for any of the other candidates that were on the ballot here in November.
We're talking with Laurel White right now. She's WPR State Capitol reporter, and she's talking about the Electoral College meeting in Madison, the vote which happened earlier today. And Laurel, you brought along also the sound of a brief interview with one of the protesters. What did you hear there?
Yes, that's right. So I spoke with one of the organizers of the protest this morning, and his name is Joel Besmer. And he was speaking about kind of what the protesters wanted to accomplish, and here's what he had to say.
At the very least, we are challenging a Trump mandate. He seems to think that he had a mandate in this country, and that is just not the case. This is the people speaking that Trump is not their president.
And a sound there from one of the protesters at the scene. And after the vote was announced, Laurel, what happened?
Well, there was, as we heard earlier, quite a bit of hubbub and commotion in the room. Some of the protesters were able to make it into the meeting room where the actual vote took place. So you heard the vote was cast, that was announced, and then people were rising up out of their chairs, yelling different things, voicing their displeasure. A bit of chanting broke out. The chant was shame, shame. At least one woman who was shouting at the electors was escorted out of the room by Capitol Police. I actually posted a video of that on my Twitter account. And then there were some other folks who stood up and voiced their displeasure and then left voluntarily on their own. So there was a fair amount of commotion right after the vote took place.
Now, protests and demonstrations have been planned at Capitol state houses around the country, including Madison, as we heard there. Did you have a sense that once the vote was completed that that was it, or was there sort of ongoing protests?
Well, I spoke to quite a few of the protesters this morning, and many of them said, we plan to remain vigilant after today. We really want to stay engaged with this process. And many of the folks that I spoke with said that they didn't necessarily expect the electors to change their votes. They just really wanted, kind of as Joel Besmer said in the clip that we played a little bit ago, you know, they just wanted to express their displeasure, to make sure that people were aware that there are groups of people that are not pleased with the president-elect. So I think that this movement, at least from the people that I spoke with today, is expected to continue.
And Laurel, now that the electors have cast their votes, so what happens next?
Well, it's all very official now, and the administrator of the State Elections Commission presided over this meeting before the chairperson of the electors was chosen. And he said this is really where the duty of the state ends in the election process. The electors cast their votes. Those get sent officially to the vice president, Joe Biden, who's the president of the Senate. And then everything kind of ramps up to the inauguration of the president-elect in late January. So this is kind of the end of the line as far as what states are involved in on a granular level.
Laurel, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That was Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, and she was with us there to talk about the Electoral College meeting in Madison earlier today.